Okay, so we're gonna do today. We can do today the Vignona. Okay, we didn't leave with anything, right?
No.
Okay. So Vignona is he basically summarizes Rashi's way of learning, which is again that you the cases where you're saying you're drinking
beer,
and you start off thinking wine. I start by thinking about wine, and then you correct yourself to beer. So does what you're thinking, give it the character, have a character, and thereby define it as wine, and thereby disqualify the bracha, or do you say that the beginning doesn't have a character, and the beginning is just generic? Okay, but if it would have a character, it would go purely by what you're thinking. You're thinking. So even though you're saying, according to the one side, even though you're saying exactly, since you were thinking, in the you're thinking wine, so therefore the beginning has a character of the beginning of the wine bracha, and there, since the ikar is essential, that's going to define the whole bracha as the wine bracha. It's as if you said, as if you finished with wine. Okay, that's the way Rashi learned. So the Rabbi Yonah knows there's a problem. He says, so it's again, it's in the paragraph. It's on Vavim Aleph. It's in the paragraph of Pasach. It's 4 lines from the end of that paragraph. It says 4 or 5 lines. Elfiza Pirashi Yesh Leshal. So you have a question. According to this explanation, there's a question. As in the case where you thought, you started thinking about wine. The case where you start with wine, and you're thinking about the wine. And if you're telling me, Rashi, this whole thing is just what you're thinking, why don't you just say it simple? Even though you were thinking in your mind, you were thinking to say the wrong bracha on the wine, who cares what you were thinking? You did the mitzvah properly. You said, so that's it. Mitzvahs don't need kavana. They don't need intent. It's a machlokas. It's a famous machlokas about whether mitzvahs need kavana or they don't need kavana. For instance, if you pick up a lulav in order to swat a fly. So you yotze. You fill the mitzvah, you not fill the mitzvah. So it's an old machlokas. Does it work? It does not work. So, but let's say, if you say it doesn't work, which he's assuming we hold, we'll see. It's not so clear, but he's assuming. I'm sorry, it does work. If you hold, you don't need to come on it. It does work. So he's saying, so what's the problem? You don't have to think. When I say the bracha of Shahakol, I don't have to be thinking that I'm doing this now to be do my mitzvah of Shahakol. You just say it. It's just you say what you say. So since who cares what you don't need to be thinking anything, so how could it hurt me that I was thinking about wine? Big deal. The Rif holds that he paskins that you actually do need kavana. Mitzvahs do need kavana. So the Mishum Halchi Pasa Amrina Basar Psicha is Lina. Therefore, I understand why we care about what you opened with. Shalom is kavin l'varach al sheichar, because the beginning baruch atah shemakein olach olam, you didn't have kavana to that you were involved in the bracha of beer. You had kavana, you're involved in the bracha of wine, which is the wrong kavana. For lo yotzei the mitzvah is kavana, so you simply didn't have kavana, you didn't have intent, you didn't have the proper intent for the first half of the bracha. Oh, basar chasima zlinon viyotzah sheichasima karoi. Or the Gemara is saying the other side is to say that it's true you didn't have intent for the beginning, but since the end was proper, so then it's okay. So he says, according to that, if you learn that mitzvahs need kavana in general, mitzvahs need to have proper intent. So he says, then I can understand the discussion, because again, then you say that a mitzvah you have to have intent for whatever the mitzvah is, you have to be thinking that. So if you say the beginning has a character, so that means the beginning is the beginning of shakol. And if you were thinking I'm doing now the beginning of hagafen, so you didn't have intent. You didn't have the intent, which is necessary. So therefore, your beginning of your bracha is lacking in a kavana, and mitzvahs without kavana are bad. But if you say the beginning doesn't have a character, the beginning is just generic, so I did have intent. Right? I had intent to say Baruch Hashem Kenu Acholam, and I had perfect intent. It's not a Baruch Hashem Kenu Acholam of anything. So I was thinking exactly what I'm supposed to be thinking, the generic Baruch Hashem Kenu Acholam, King of the Universe. So that's fine. So if you assume that bracha, that mitzvahs in general need to have intent, so then you can understand why we care that you had the right intent from the beginning. Okay, because you need intent. And you, whatever the character of the beginning is, it needs to have intent for that. If it's generic, you have to have intent for generic. If it has a character of the beginning of blanks, you have to have intent for that. You always have to have intent for whatever mitzvah is. You can't just do a mitzvah without thinking about what it is. So then you can understand it. But he says that's good according to the Rif. But many commentaries, many Rishonim hold that the mitzvahs do not need kavana, and it doesn't matter. You don't have to be thinking anything when you do a mitzvah. Therefore, you should have just said that who cares that you didn't think originally when you said Rosh Hashanah Cholam, you weren't thinking beer, but you don't. Who cares what you're thinking? Your bottom line is you said exactly what you're supposed to say. So what's the problem?
So his main point is that...
See, I guess the Rav Yonah doesn't want to say that all the Rishonim who learn this way, Paskin, they hold Mitzvah Shel Kavanah. I mean, the Gemara, first of all, the Gemara could have brought it in and mentioned that. I mean, you're going to have to force yourself into a hole and say that this whole Gemara is assuming, it's an assumption, which is not a simple assumption.
Okay.
Right? So, I mean, I don't know if he actually lined up Shitas who hold one or another way, but he's saying is, right. Just sounds like he's saying is, you don't want to say that. Yeah, you know, I mean, look, I guess you could always force
that. You have to posit this, and I don't want to posit this.
Yeah, right. You don't want to posit that this thing, the whole Gemara only works, assuming the mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, the mitzvahs need to have intent. You don't want to say that. So, but he says, but if you hold that mitzvahs don't need intent, which many hold, so then how do you understand this Gemara? According to this way of learning. Right, or according to this girsa. I mean, yeah, I guess if you'd say, if it would line up exactly, then fine. But I guess it's not one said. He's going to give an answer. Okay. No, he's going to give answers. He's not done yet.
Okay, fine.
He's asking a question.
Right.
I mean, it's a lead-in. He's going to answer the question. He's going to give two answers. But there are other ways to learn. I mean, the other way to say it doesn't go by your intent. The other, remember, like yesterday, right. You can just go by what you say. So, like, all those, that was like the, right, the Raiva didn't like saying he goes in your intent. The Ramban didn't like going goes by your intent. There are a lot of different ways to learn this thing. Like, it's where you actually say everything. But the way Rashi's learning and a bunch of guys are learning, say it does go by your intent. So he says, what do you mean? How does it go by intent? Does that mean this Gemara is assuming it's Tzrichas Kavanah? Is that what we're saying here? We don't want to have to say that. So, the Gemara should bring it up. I mean, Gemara should bring that up. That's something the Gemara discuss openly. It's not just the Machlokas and Rishonim. Right. It comes from Machlokas and the Gemara. Tzrichas Kavanah is not Kavanah. So that's, should have mentioned that somewhere. We've been learning this again for a little while, right? Did we have we been assuming anywhere that mitzvahs need to have kavana? We've been assuming that you need intent for mitzvahs. Has that been? I mean, that's what Rashi's kind of saying. Is it was an implicit assumption? Has that been an assumption? Do we not realize that we're assuming that? Were we assuming that? And so far, the way we've been learning is that we haven't been discussing kavana. And mitzvahs kavana means if I pick up a lulav. And I don't know what's yantif, or I'm picking up a little to swat a fly, do I fill my mitzvah, or do I not fill my mitzvah? Do I have to be thinking that I'm doing this for the purpose of fulfilling my mitzvah, or do I not have to? That's one question. That's the standard way to understand the question, is do I have to have kavana in order to fulfill my obligation? But that's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about that there's a bracha, and the bracha has a beginning and an end, and the beginning has a character to it. Your whole permit to say the Baruch Hashem HaKolam is that it's the beginning of blank. The beginning of blank is determined by what you're thinking. If you say the beginning has a character to it, then you're only allowed to say Baruch Hashem HaKolam because you're in the beginning a certain activity of bracha, so you're beginning the bracha of Hagafen, or beginning the bracha of Shakol. And what determines that so you're beginning is your kavana. But that's not because Mrs. Snitchel's kavana, it's not because Mrs. Need intent. It's just that the nature of this question, the nature of the bracha and mitzvahs kavana is that the nature of the bracha and the ikar, the beginning of the bracha, is going to be defined by what are you beginning. It's not because you need intent. It's just that what activity are you beginning? If you want to say that it has a character, the beginning of blank, so obviously you have to. The words are just blank or empty words. So. There were generic words, not empty, generic words, and the way you define what it's the beginning of is going to only be through intent. How else are you going to define it? So whether I say mitzvahs in general need kavana or don't need kavana here, but here I'm doing the wrong thing. I'm saying the wrong bracha. That's what you mean? Is that your question?
I think so.
Okay, Again, so our problem is that what's wrong? My question is, what's Rabbi Yonah getting upset about? Is that I'm saying is that the way we're learning this Gemara has nothing at all to do with whether Mitzvah Kavana or Mitzvah Zonah Kavana. Even if you say Mitzvah don't need Kavana, that just means if I pick up a lulav, I don't have to be thinking anything special. But here, the question is the ikar of the bracha. The beginning of a bracha has a character, the beginning of blank, and that clearly is only going to be determined by what am I thinking. So that's not because mitzvahs, even if I hold in general mitzvahs don't need kavana, but here, of course it does. That's the very question. If you say the beginning has a character, then it does. So that's not because, why should how I hold in the universal question of whether mitzvahs don't need kavana or not affect anything here? The main point here is that if you can't just trust the Rishon when he asks a question. I mean, if we've been learning the sugya, I mean, if we weren't learning anything, we wouldn't have known. I mean, but we've already been learning the sugya, and I looked at this after I had already been learning sugya a little bit, and he realized, I mean, I know a little bit about Mrs. Shilz Gavana, and I realized, like, that has not, it's like a misapplication of the principle, it has nothing to do with it. So, that's a question. And it's not a matter of, I mean, you can look further at what his answers are, but you can't try to figure out the answer to a question if the question itself is just off base. It just sounds like a question. You learn this sugya, and some guy comes in and says, "Hey, what was your kavana?" You'd say, "Oh, come on, forget it. It's a mixing up sugyas." You know. So it sounds like. So obviously that's not true. Everyone knows what he's talking about. So something's wrong. Something's off. I mean, we have to give an answer here. Good. So you're just saying good is that Rabbi Yonah must be learning different than the normal way to understand mitzvahs kavana. Okay, which is. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yonah is learning first, is that, like you just said, is that mitzvahs ain't shirchus kavana means that mitzvahs are physical, manifest actions. They're not thoughts. But your thinking is not mitzvahs. It's not the realm of mitzvahs. Mitzvah thoughts aren't recognized in the world of mitzvahs. Okay, thoughts, maybe you recognize in other areas, whatever, but mitzvahs are like a halachic legal structure. And in the legal structure of mitzvahs, thoughts don't register. What you're thinking doesn't matter. Mitzvos is the world of actions. And the world of manifest actions, nothing to do. You can be thinking whatever you want to be thinking. I can be picking up a lulav and I can be thinking about flies. It doesn't make any difference. It's simply that mitzvos don't recognize kavana. And that's the way he's learning the machlokas. Mitzvos kavana or not, is do you say part of a mitzvah is what the person's thinking? In which case, if I want to be doing lulav, I have to be thinking lulav. Otherwise, that if mitzvahs are, so to speak, involve the whole person, not just his physical body, but involve his thoughts. So now, if I'm picking up a lulav to swat a fly, then I'm not doing mitzvahs lulav. I'm swatting a fly. But if you say that mitzvahs are just given to man's physical body and their activities, which are defy physical mechanical actions, so then if I don't care what I'm thinking, thought doesn't play any role in the system. It's a concrete objectified system, and the thoughts, you can see a system not recognizing thoughts. Thoughts are amorphous and they don't work their way. The system of mitzvahs is to do these actions. So that's, he's learning, that's the question, is do thoughts make their play, make their appearance on the halachic, in the world of mitzvahs, or they don't? So therefore he says, if you say that they don't, so then who cares what I'm thinking when I say Baruch Hashem Kenu Malchut Olam? It's simply, it can't register. So I can be thinking, so you can't say it has a character. I mean, I don't know, whatever. That's a bad story. You can't say it has a character based on what I'm thinking. Because thoughts don't register. So it must be that maybe you'd have a character like the other Rishonim, based on the first thing you say after, whatever. But what he's saying is, if you say Mitzvah Angels Gavana, it just goes by the action. What's the mitzvah of bracha? Baruch Hashem Rechalam Shechalim Bedvaro. Did I say that? Then I'm Yotzei. Okay. What am I thinking? I don't care. It doesn't matter what I'm thinking. That's what he's learning, Mitzvah Shilz Gavana. And since assuming that way of learning Mitzvah Shilz Gavana, it doesn't, I don't care what case you're talking about. It doesn't make any difference. But how could the bracha be bad if you said the right thing? You did exactly what the Torah says to do, what the Ramban said to do. So how could you not be good?
Okay, whereas we were
the other way to learn it is, it's the simpler way. I mean, I think the simpler way is that it doesn't mean that Kavana isn't recognized. There's no such thing as thoughts. It just saying is that in order, when I pick a question, is when I pick up a lulav, in order for it to fulfill my obligation, is it enough just to do the action, or do I have to also be thinking something? Doesn't mean that thoughts aren't recognized or can't be recognized. It's just that's not my obligation. My obligation is, in order, if I pick up a lulav on the sukkahs, then that's done the mitzvah of lulav. Yeah, but the other side says no. It's not enough. In order to be yotze, fill your mitzvah of lulav, it's not enough just to be doing the physical action, but you also have to be thinking something. But the other side isn't negating, isn't saying that thoughts have no place in the world of mitzvah. He's just saying that's not your obligation. The obligation is, you go further in defining that. I'm just saying, but on the surface, it's a question of, do you need it? Trichos kavana. Mitzvah's trichos kavana means, do mitzvahs need kavana, or mitzvahs not need kavana? But it's not saying, is there such a thing as kavana? Is it recognized? Do they need it? Because I'm not saying that he holds that halacha doesn't recognize the thoughts. I'm saying is mitzvahs. There are different areas of Torah. Certain areas of Torah is like kinyan. Kinyan is purchases, business. So the business Torah comes in and relegates, sets up principles of how business operates and what's a valid purchase and what's a valid kinyan, you know, whatever. So then maybe das does matter there. That's an area which das matters. Maybe in making a neder and making a vow, das matters. But in mitzvahs is the mitzvahs asay. You're obligated to do certain things, certain obligations. You must do blank on so-and-so day, so-and-so time, whatever. Okay. You must do blank. Now he's saying is in that framework, that's mitzvos. So mitzvos doesn't mean halacha, that's halacha, right? He's saying is the framework of mitzvos, that you must do X, means you must do physical action X. You must follow this exact prescription. What are you thinking? I don't care what you're thinking. The action, there's no place, according to that side, for what you're thinking in the formulation of
now,
a mitzvah.
The difference? One side is holding that there's just no... His Rabbeinu Yonah's idea is that kavana just has no role.
Right.
Whereas
the simple way to learn is that you don't need kavana. Ein srichos kavana means you don't need kavana. Not that there's no such thing as kavana and it can't register at all. It just is not necessary. It's not a requirement. But yeah, but here, it's very nice, it's not a requirement. But here... if you have the wrong kavana and there's an ikar, and based upon the way of defining the ikar of the bracha, the beginning of blank, so now this mitzvah is going to end up demanding, or certainly could be disqualified by having the wrong kavana, because the nature of this thing. Okay. But if you say that mitzvahs simply don't recognize thoughts whatsoever, so then there's no room to introduce this exception. Okay?
Thanks.
I'm just saying, this is my basic idea, is that mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana. If you translate it, it means mitzvahs don't need kavana. That's not what's happening here. Here it's talking about a case where you're disqualifying it, not because it doesn't have kavana, you're disqualifying it because of you have a messed up kavana, because of particulars of the area. Because of particulars of the area. It's a whole different discussion. It's nothing to do with the... like, again, we never discussed anywhere in this whole topic, oh yeah, because mitzvahs need kavana, therefore brachos need kavana, therefore it's bad. That has nothing to do with that. So now, why is Rashi bringing whether is a universal question? What's Rabbeinu Yonah bringing in? Whether mitzvahs need kavana. So I'm saying it must be he's learning that it doesn't literally mean do mitzvahs need kavana, but it means is kavana recognized in mitzvahs? Then you can understand this question. Right, when we say kavana here, kavana is not recognized, it doesn't mean... kavana, it means kavana which is totally in your head. If you have a manifestation of your kavana, then that could be different. He's not just saying is we don't care what he's thinking, he's just saying it's a legalistic system, it has to go by manifest things. It doesn't go by, we can't just bring a psychologist and figure out the halacha. So the halacha has to be manifest. So you could have kavana if it's kavana which is manifest through an action, but here the guy saying baruch shakon mevara. Same way anyone else is baruch shakon mevara. Why you say it's bad? Because he was thinking. Thinking? Well, how do you know? Because he told you that's what he's saying. That's what Angel's Kavana. Doesn't work that way. Okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with learning that way. It's interesting. It's a big sugya, so I mean, it's a big question, but it is a big sugya. It has a lot of implications and, fine. So let's see. I mean, at least he's learning that way now. So now he has to answer his question, right? So this is, we're up to now, we understand this question, right? This is all we've done so far.
So we
understood his question. Okay. Let's see his answers, right? Oh, it's late. Okay, so let's see. There's two answers here. Maybe we'll do that. We'll read the answers today, and we'll maybe set up some problems, and we'll try to take them up tomorrow. So he says, first answer, he says like this. V'yesh lomar, da'afilu misha sover de mitzvah shichos enchilos kavana, even according to the one who says, you don't need kavana, ha'nimi l'vedavar sheish v'maisa. Okay, that's by something that has an action. She'ha'maisa hu b'makom kavana. Okay? This is the way to understand. But he says, because the action is in the place of kavana, of intent. Keep going until lulav, like picking up a lulav. Fine, all mitzvahs like that. The action is instead of intent. Aval mitzvah shetzlius ba'amira bilvar, but mitzvahs which totally go by speech, words, talking, vaday tzrichos kavana, then definitely need kavana. Shamir hu belev, because speech is in your heart. And if you don't have intent when you're speaking, and you're not doing an action, it's like you didn't do anything in the world of mitzvahs. The world of mitzvahs, you didn't do anything. Okay, so this is in actions. Again, actions, the action is in place of Kavanah. But in speech, what's speech without thoughts? If you don't have thoughts, if you're speaking, but there are no thoughts and there's no actions, it's basically you didn't do anything. Okay, so on the surface.
Speech is not an action.
Right, so on the surface, it goes, what do you mean? Speech is speech. So he did something, he spoke. I mean, you have to define what he means here. Why not just say, what do you mean? You spoke. It's not like, why is speech act? Why is speech, what are you thinking? Speech is what you spoke. So that we have to explain that. I mean, yeah, I'm sure you have an intuition about this, but you have to define what he's saying. Okay, now, it's very interesting as the Bach brings down the Vav. You see the Vav, Bach? Here's a big question. Because if anyone's ever seen the Sugya before of Mr. Yosef Kavana, where does it come up? Where does it come up? Anyone remember the standard case where the Mitzvah Machlokas of Mitzvah Kavanah comes up? In Shas?
In Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, good. Where else? By Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, exactly. By Shema. If you say Shema without having Kavanah, it's talking about a sofer. If you're a scribe and you're writing the Torah and you read over Shema Yisrael Shem Echad to make sure it's correct, so do you fill the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema or not? You weren't doing it in order to be outside, so does that count or not? So isn't that, and that's Machlokas, Mitzvah Shel Kavanah, it's not Shel Kavanah. So, but now here, Rav Yonah is saying, oh, Mitzvah Shel Kavanah doesn't apply by speech. But isn't that speech? Right? I mean, it's like an open, it's a very nice theory, but just check the facts. Doesn't work out. So the Bach, one of the Bach asked the question. But he wants to answer, I think it's difficult that, no, this Gemara is not going like that Gemara. According to this Gemara, this is speech, you know. Does not apply by speech, but that Gemara, you know. So, look, you could say that kind of thing, but it'd be better if we could somehow give an answer. It sounds like a knockout question, though. I mean, it's a tough question, but that's his question. Okay, so that's the first answer. So his first answer is again that yeah, mitzvah angels kavana, but that doesn't apply by speech. Okay, which we have to understand based upon what our question is. What's he changing in the answer? Okay, fine. Second answer is Rabbeinu Shmuel also which Afish Mitzvah Angels Kavanah of Yatzah B'Diavad Zel Shekosu Ma'aseh B'Stam. When you say Mitzvah Angels Kavanah, that's if you just do a mitzvah without thinking anything. Avol Neskavin B'Yediyah Shelo Latzeis Vadei Ein Yotzeh. Let's say you have negative Kavanah. If I actually do a mitzvah and I think not Yotzeh, I don't want this to count. I don't want it, right? He says that definitely doesn't work. Okay, and here that's what's going on. V'Hacha. If you're thinking you're thinking agafen, not sha'akal. That's what, I mean, you're not actually saying not sha'akal, but agafen is exclusive of sha'akal. So that's what you're thinking. And the chamra. Right? So therefore, it's you're actually having like a negative kavana here. It's not just that you're if you said a bracha without thinking about anything, you just automatically say bracha, right? That's fine. But that's not what's going on here. You're having a wrong kavanah. Wrong kavanah is like negative kavanah. And he says, that's the deal. And he says, he brings down, he goes further. He says, that's why when you do Havdalah, oftentimes men hear Havdalah in shul, and then they go home and say Havdalah for their wives. He says, because they have kavanah, not to be yotzei from the shul. So even though you're mitzvah shul's kavanah, that works. That works. You can have negative kavanah. So the question is what's that idea? I mean, is that jive with what we were saying? I mean, according to the way we were learning, that the whole idea of kavanah isn't recognized. So then, who cares a negative kavanah?
Yeah.
So maybe he's changing that. But that's the second answer. Okay, so two answers here. So that's our job to understand these two answers. Okay, so hopefully we'll take that up tomorrow. I mean, I don't know if we'll do them, but hopefully we'll do them both. We'll see what happens.